Okay, y'all. So it is, I don't even know the date. November the 28th, 2018. At 4:47 p.m. I'm sitting here and I'm just in an awkward space. It's like I want to be around people, but I don't want to be around people. Like, have y'all ever been in a space like that where you want to be around people, but you don't want to be around people? I'm still in an extremely loving mood. I am detoxing at this time, and when I say detoxing, just getting rid of the toxins that I've obtained from, eating the junk during the holidays and things like that. So at first it comes through your skin. So I noticed my face started to break out. I had got some hives, believe it or not, before like my anxiety hit. I am very aware of my body. I talk to my body, and with that awareness, if something is going on with me, even if I get bit by a mosquito, I try to see where is that area located. Because they say normally when you get bit by certain bugs, they're giving you something or they're either taking something from you because you have either a scent or a high, like high blood, whatever. Like you got good blood. That's, what they say. But yeah, I'm in that type of space. So I say, you know what? I haven't did a radio in a minute. I know I haven't. I've been trying to use this platform more so for, the research and the deeper questions that we have. Because I fool around with my Facebook. I have the Live Me. I have the different broadcast, the website, and things like that. But for each space is like it demands a different part of me. Like with this is like my more, indigenous, the research, the like right now in my possession, and I just pulled these out recently. So I usually have about 5 or 6 books out at a time, just in case, I try to leave my spirit the opportunity to have options. So if I see it and I grab it and I think about it, then I'll read it. Or even if I flip through it. Right now in my possession that I have access to like immediately, I have the Dictionary of Word Origins. When I look up a word, I always try to see the origin of the word, how old the word is, what did the word originally mean, how we use it and things like that, because we know that the language is spells, you're speaking and, like I just got used to saying good morning. I do it now because I know that the energy align is mostly with people that are unaware, but you're saying good morning, it's, I guess you can say good morning, even because each day that, I don't know how you look at it. If you're gonna mourn, let it be good, I guess. Because that's when you look up the word, it goes not only for morning is, morning. But yeah, I have that. I have the Black Sun Signs. It says African American Guide to the Zodiac. I haven't really, I don't know if I read it already. I have the 12 Universal Laws of Success by Herbert Harris. I have African Medicine, A Complete Guide to Yoruba Healing Science and African Herbal Remedies. I have the Immortal Birth by Alaa Jahad. I have Egyptian Language, The Mountains of the Moon, Congo Speakers, and The Origin of Egypt. And then I have Speaking with the Spirit. So those, as you can see, and I think in my, I see Dear Soul, Love Through Pain, A Love During Pain. Those are all the books that I have like access to. Everything around me, Well, everything around all of us, there's signs, and we don't understand that we're always programming our subconscious. And when I say programming your subconscious, it's what you see and what you are, the story that you're putting behind what you see. That creates your reality. So the way I do things, I guess my way, I surround myself around beautiful things, things that are living, things that were made, because everything was made by something or someone or some idea. So it's like, the little things that you take for granted, as such as our cell phones, it's like it's always been here, but I remember when it wasn't, and then it just was. And it just got, more technology, more and more and more. Video chat, that it's a beautiful thing. I love it because when I'm away, I get to do it with my kids. But yeah, I remember we didn't have video chat when I was younger. And even to say that we didn't have that when I was younger, it makes me feel like, wow, time is really moving. But yeah, about programming your subconscious, the way I do it, like I said, I surround myself around beautiful things, and then I put the story behind it. Like, I have my television on right now, and there are stars, and there are, I guess it's hexagons. And right now, I think it's playing Luck 7. The energy that is making me feel is very relaxed, grateful, almost like, just I am. And I love that type of energy because it's like I'm cool, calm, and collected. That's like my smoothness. I see my tarot cards, which just shows, how far I've come to a point where I used to be afraid of them. And I've been doing it since I was about 15, 16. Not just straight all those years because I got scared with being a Christian and things like that. But I have several decks. I actually need to play with them. Sometimes it's like I don't even be wanting to know because they tell me so much. I'm like, oh my gosh. I try to go to the cards when I really want understanding. And I still want to, I like the feeling of communing with spirit that way. Everybody communes with spirit, no matter what your religion is. Most talks about spirit. And no matter what your religion is, everybody has a way that they communicate with spirit, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through fasting, whether it's through sacrifice. And I use tarot that way. It makes me light up in the inside. It's like I'm using part of my brain that I'm not even conscious of as thoughts are coming to me, and I can see. Like I may see myself in a sunflower forest if it says vacation, and then I'll start seeing sunflowers to kind of confirm that. Or when I went to one of the Etowah, I think it was the Etowah Mounds, they had like a field of sunflowers, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in my vision. So anytime it's confirmed to me, like when my vision literally aligns perfectly, it always is like, okay, you have this gift. And I think sometimes I'm so humble with it because, sometimes it's unbelievable. And you say, well, what gift? For those of you that don't know, I get visions. I'm able to see a lot of the highest selves of people and the lower selves. So it's like the pain, but where they can go. And it's like from where they are, I have to determine what role am I gonna play, even if it's just to drive you somewhere, because I drive Lyft. Even if it's to pass you in the street, like when I see your sweater, does it trigger me to say, oh my God, that is beautiful? And if it triggers me to say it, why don't I say it? And if I say it, how does that impact you? That's why I say energy transfers. Because it could be such a little thing. I did a lift today and it was a young lady. And I talked to her. She was asking about my organites because I keep them all in the car. And she literally, I started speaking to her. I could see. I knew that she was trying, doing several jobs and trying to really do her passion. I believe she sings. She does something in the arts. And I had to speak to her, and it just flew out my mouth. Sometimes I don't even want to speak. It just comes out, and she did not want to get out the car. She said, "I don't even want to get out. Like, I feel like I'm trapped in time." I was like, she's like, "I feel like it'd be like that aha moment when you look up and everything is brighter. When you get a message that confirms your life, it changes you a little bit. It makes you believe. It makes a believer out of you. 'Cause how could this person know this? Like, I've been thinking about this and I wanted confirmation and I've been praying. And you know what? Them prayers are energy. And if you believe, you believe it's in you. It's not outside of you. When you pray to whatever God that you choose. I go inside of me. And when I go inside of me, it's like, this is where I really exist. And it's darkness. And you may say, like, what do you mean it's where I really exist? This is where nothing is everything, but everything is nothing. This is where I can stop everything around me and literally tell myself beach and water and sand, and I can see it. Even if it's still dark, somewhere in there it's clear. And it's crazy because when I'm at my optimal, like I'm really nourishing my spirit. I'm giving myself self-love, and usually it happens after a hiatus where I just get with me because it's like spirit really communes with me a lot. And sometimes I have to apologize to my higher self because I like to be on the go. And I neglect myself sometimes, And I think I do it because the joy and the gratitude that I feel to have such a gift, to be granted such a privilege, such a responsibility, to not use people to really be a shepherd. Like you just, it says, just tell your truth. Nobody can shame you. You telling them before they find out. You can never shame me. You know how free that is? Because my past only built me to where I am. Even the mistakes that I make is. Nobody wrote a book. I always say that. Even if they say they wrote a book, I am in this experience. And even if you tell me every play, I still don't know. I don't know when exact, what moment. You have to be present. Because at the end of the day, it's the moments that matter. It's them laughs. It's them dances you be doing. It's that when you wake up, you be like, I had such a motherfucking good time yesterday. That's richness. Being able to give somebody something. Anytime I feed somebody that's hungry, it makes me feel like grateful, privileged. But also, I feel like a servant of God. Like, that person ain't know when they was gonna get their next meal. How many people did they ask before me? And usually the meals that I get, I eat good quality shit. Like, I gave somebody, because I always say if someone asks me for my food and it's leftovers, I cannot not give it to them. Like, Call it what you want, you know. Yeah, it may be my last bit of money I done spent. But I'm full. In that moment, I'm full. In that moment, somebody's hungry. You know, I scope out the, you know, the people who hustling. But I'm not really concerned about that. If even if he hustled everybody before me, but he's hungry and he's really homeless. I'm sending you love, baby. Here, eat from my plate. Eat with me. This is what I give myself. I love myself. Love yourself. I give that gift. And it makes me feel anew every time. Like, you know, I had a sister at the gas station and she went up to the pump and she asked for $2. This is when I was out on my injury. I think I still was getting my little disability, but it wasn't a lot. I went in there. I heard her. So when she walked out, I said, add 10 to her pump. And I said to hers, I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, put 20. Let's say I was going to put 30. I took 10 off of mine and gave it to her. So when I walked out and she was at the pump, just thinking she pumped on $3, I said, ma'am, you know, I seen you only put $2, $3 in there. I said, you know, my spirit told me to add some money. So I added $10. I hope that helps you. I don't even know why. You could have just added that because of whatever. You could be trying to be spite. I didn't pick up that. I picked up need. She didn't say nothing to me. I heard the amount and I could feel her energy. She broke down and cried at the pump, y'all. She's like, I didn't know how I was gonna be able to get to such and such. I got an interview. That was the last $3 I had. I was just asking God, like, please, just please. She said, even when I came here in the pump, it, I was just like, with.